Sunny 101.9, it's music from the Jonas Brothers and Sucker. It is 8:11, it is a Friday, and on these days like we have today where it's really nice outside, you kind of get that mood going about hitting the road, getting on the bikes, maybe doing something good with that, and here to talk about a great opportunity to do a ride and help out a great cause with the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, talking about the 10th annual Jacob Eddie Ride for the Veterans. We've got Cookie Man and Paw Crack.
Baby!
Yeah.
How you doing here, Walt?
Oh, man, it's good to have you back in the studio to talk about what's going on here, but let's get right into it. Cook, what's going on? This is the ride for Jacob Eddie. Tell us about it.
Well, we're having this motorcycle ride. It's going to be about 118 miles round trip, and it's all for the Jacob Eddie Veterans Fund and the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association.
When are you doing this?
August 10th.
Okay, so how does it work? I mean, I know we've talked with you about various rides over the years, but what does somebody do if they want to take part?
Well, it actually starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. They got to sit down breakfast to fill your hungry belly. And you can get there at 9 o'clock to 11. They'll have a nice buffet, or, you know, home-cooked breakfast. And then at 11 o'clock, we muster people in for registration. And it goes from 11 to 12.
And now you mentioned get there. Where is there? Let's remind them about that.
It's Post 349 out in Little Lake, the American Legion Post.
Mm-hmm. And I see the notes here, and it says you hit the road after breakfast, and then you've got some things going on. And this all is to help out with the ride for the veterans at the Jacob Eddie. Now, Pa, Crack here with us in the studio as well. You mentioned that this has been going on now for a while. This is the 10th, and you've put together some good monies and things like that for the veterans, right?
Yep. As of last year's ride, we gave them $65,600.
Wow, that is fantastic.
And that's all through the bike show.
Yeah. How is that generated? How do you guys raise that money?
We raise it by donations. Most of it is donations, but we do charge for the ride. It's $20 a bike and $10 for a passenger. Mm-hmm. And then we have an auction afterwards, and it's a good time.
Yeah, and Cookie, let's talk about a little bit. You guys said the good time. You've got the ride, obviously,
right?
But then there's more than that.
Well, yeah, you know, we have a ride, and actually it's a nice ride.
Yeah, it's a good one.
We've got a police escort all the way from Forsyth to Marquette. Mm-hmm. And they set us up there at the home, and we.
Yeah, you go to the home. That's one thing to mention is the ride goes to see the vets that you're helping, and I'm sure those guys just love to hang out with you guys.
We socialize for about an hour or so, and Marquette's finest is fine enough to escort us out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We take a ride through Harvey, and they block off the intersection of 41 and M28, and we all in a fine organized ride.
Right.
We head down M28 to Altrain, and at Altrain we take our right over to 94, and we stop in a nice little pub out there.
Yes.
And we have a social event there for, you know, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, and then we roll from there through Trenary.
Mm-hmm.
And then through Trenary we get back on 41, and we go out down to the Rock Cut Across.
Yep.
And both those cut across are beautiful paved highways, mm-hmm. curved country. I mean, you get some nice scenery.
I'm in the studio with the one and only Cookie Man and Pa Crack from the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, talking about the 10th annual Jacob Eddie Ride for the Veterans. This is to benefit the Jacob Eddie Home for Veterans and the vets there. Saturday, August 10th, you know, kind of kickstands up earlier in the day, and then a ride in and a ride and then food and everything. Cookie Man, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the shindig after. You got some food and just a great chance to just kind of hang out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, we get back to the American Legion Post usually around 5 or so, and we have a sit down, mm-hmm. like a picnic thing. And then, then we have auctions and 50-50s.
Right. And that's where you make a bunch of the money for the thing.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So,
exactly. And then at dusk, we have a flag retirement ceremony.
I see. You see.
Where we have a
properly decommissioned American flags. If you have
folded up.
And you guys were talking before we went on here in this break that anybody can come to that.
Anybody. Anybody can come to the ride, and anybody can be at the flag retirement.
If you have a flag you want to retire, bring it. If not, we've got a lot from the Legion.
Mm-hmm. And this is just the proper way of decommissioning and properly disposing.
Yeah, it's done respectfully in a military honor.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, because this is for the veterans at the Jacob Eddy home. You got the ride. You ride there. You hang out with them. You ride around on some great scenery, and then you get back to the American Legion Post. People, I'm sure, can show up that morning and register at the Legion Post, but if they want to find out some more information before that, you have a website or something for folks?
Yes, we have... it's www.combatveterans.us.
Okay. And it's linked up inside of there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, again, this is happening when and where, Cook?
August 10th. Muster is going to be at the American Legion Post 349 in Little Lake. And like I say, it'll be about 11 o'clock for the registration to get everybody registered to do it. And then kickstands will be up at 12 noon.
And then go for the ride.
We got
several hours, and then back to the Legion.
The law enforcement will be helping us out for traffic control and it's getting us there.
And it's all for the veterans at the Jacob Eddy home. And, Pa, just real quick, how much have you raised so far over the last nine of these?
Yeah, $66,500.
Let's make it another good ride. Gentlemen, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll get some folks to sign up. And I will put the info on our website posting also of this interview so people can get signed up to take part.
I got one last little thing to say.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, please come on out and support your American veterans, baby!